Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Christian Warrior Network here on Celtic Cross Radio. I'm your host for the foreseeable future, be it this week only or another week or two or three, we're not sure. The Oblong Table crew is on a sabbatical coming into the new year. And as the description states, the holidays, I think, got the best of them a little bit. Well, and there's also some changes. We lost one of our members to the Oblong Table crew, not in a negative way, but in a very positive way. That is Brother Arlen Gillespie, Brother AJ. He has moved back to Michigan to be with his mom, his stepmom, and his dad, and his son, and his grandchildren, and his sister, and just other family members back up in Coldwater, Michigan. If he is tuning in for this broadcast, which he might be, we never know, we wish him the absolute best. He is in our loving thoughts and prayers as we go into the new year. Speaking of the new year, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I did not play a song at the beginning of this because I want to take up as much of this time as I can to bring you updates on the ministry. We have just started 2016. This is our first Saturday show for the new year for the Christian Warrior Network. And we are calling it the Year of the Celts. And that's not in a negative aspect. It is encouragement for the Celtic Cross Foundation ministry and all of our clergy and our parishioners and our congregants here in the United States and around the world. This is our year to break out. We are starting our seventh year in ministry this year. And for those that have an inquiring mind and want to know, March 3rd is our official startup date. It was March 3rd, 2009, when I started this ministry. Just as a little Reverend Father, street ministry, touching people's lives, ministering to them spiritually, counseling them to the best bit of my abilities, and here we are coming into 7 years in the ministry, and it is an international, in my opinion, a phenomenon that only God could be guiding. I have never seen the kind of growth that we have experienced, even with all the growing pains and the, adjustments that we've had to make through the last 6 years to get where we are today. And we are just so very blessed and so very humbled by you, the listener, that tunes in with us and prays with us and supports us in social media and in so many other ways. We love you all. We love our communities in which we are found in throughout the world, and we are intending to have a breakout year. And that is some of the information that I am going to fill you in on for this episode or broadcast or whatever you want to call it. All hands on deck, as the crew put it. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is also a somber beginning to the new year. We have lost a very vital member, at least to me, here in Lorain. And that was my chaplain, Richard Lanza. Brother Ricky was a very energetic, very unique, loving, compassionate, spirited individual. And he passed away on the 27th of December. And we had a memorial service for him at the funeral home last evening. And I'm just very blessed that I was even able to take a small, very small role in it. It was a time to reflect. It was a time to encourage. It was a time to meet and greet again friends and people that we haven't seen for a while. So, you know, outside of anniversaries and weddings, funerals are the next thing that brings people together outside of the holidays. And we just ask our Lord Jesus Christ to keep a very special place for Brother Ricky in his heart and give him the keys to his mansion right off the bat, because he's earned it for sure. I'll give you some more insight on Brother Ricky after a bit. But let us also lift up in our prayer before we get started too much into this broadcast, and since I have plenty of time. Let us also remember in our prayers Cardinal Paul Roberts. He is on our inactive list at this point in time due to his health. He had had a stroke around the holidays of this past season, and it has affected his speech, and he is, I imagine, coping with it the best that he can, and trying to rehabilitate his speech so that he can become active in the ministry once again. So we ask you to lift up all those that have had illnesses, that are sick, that are dealing with cancer, strokes, heart attacks, epilepsy, you name it. There are so many illnesses out there that affect us directly and indirectly. So we just ask for God's healing touch on everyone. Lift up also in your prayers Suffragan Bishop Ian Gaylord, Episcopos Gary Taylor, Canon Chad Leach, as well as my Thursday evening cohort in the Rosary, the Catholic Rosary Standard Prayer, Robert Meek. He is in the hospital and has been now for over a week. We wish him the absolute best, and we know that he will be returning to us hopefully soon. In the meantime, I'm doing a little double duty with the ministry and kitty sitting. I don't know. Little Miss Felix, she can be a handful at times, but she's also a joy and a blessing to have around during these trying times that we all go through. So I hope that you have someone or something special in your heart and in your life that helps you to cope and to deal with life itself. Remember that your relationship with your Father in heaven should be first and foremost among all things in your life. And so with that, that's where we are going to start our prayers this evening. If you will, lower your heads in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there is a lot going on in the year of the Celts for the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. And as many of you know that have been following and walking the light of Christ with us for the last 6 years, you know that every year in January, the beginning of the year, we have a new theme. And the Year of the Celts is, like I said, more given towards the ministry itself. It's our breakout year. We have a number of things that we are planning on doing, we are doing, and we are excited about this year. I mean, every year has its, at the beginning, has its oomph, so to speak. But this year, it's our year. We have taken a beating by clergy of other denominations, by individuals, by people that we love and respect graciously and dearly, and we hold no malice towards anyone. And that is part of Christ's message of mercy and forgiveness. that beyond those things, because whatever we loosen here on earth, we loosen in heaven. And whatever we bind here on earth, ladies and gentlemen, we bind here on earth. And for those that have malice and anger and envy and strife and greed and you name it, my heart goes out to you. You're in for a rude awakening and a rough time of it. So get right with God. That's what my wish for you for the year of 2016 is, to get right with God. Open up your Bibles. Read them diligently, religiously. Religiously. On a daily basis, or at least on a weekly basis. Start going back to church and getting the word, fellowshipping with other Christians, because we live in a world that is ungodly, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And when we have to deal with that, boy, it takes its toll on us. It really does. And that's part of what's going on with the Oblong Table Crew. The end of the year and the buildup with Brother AJ moving back up to Michigan, the holidays, health issues, financial issues, all of that has just taken its toll, not only on them, but people all around the world. And even this ministry has been affected by it. But we are always optimistic here at the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. Our glass is always half full, never half empty. And that's how we hope that you look at your life. Yeah, some of you probably think, man, this guy's full of something. I don't know what it is, but man, he's got a line. No, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't. It's been my life. And that is what I bring to you in our radio programs, in our Bible studies, in our prayer meetings. That's what the Oblong Table tries to bring to you. That's what all of our clergy around the world try to bring to you whenever we can get your ear to listen and you open up your hearts and your mind to what we're saying. We're not going to lie to you, and we're not going to give you half-truths. We're not going to bend and manipulate the Word of God just to please you. Many people have heard me say, I don't care about your feelings. Everybody's got them. What I care about is your eternal soul. And that's what our ministry is devoutly going to be monitoring and ministering to throughout this year and the years to come. There is an evil running amok in the world. And so the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry is trying to come up with programs and opportunities for individuals to take part in, to be close to those that are like-minded. Remember, you are who you associate with, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If you hang out with bad people, you're going to be bad. Even if there's some good in you, it's going to be tarnished by what is happening and you are getting yourself involved in. Remember, it's all about choice. So here at the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, we are about choice too. And the choices that we make and the decisions that I make on behalf of the ministry as the patriarch is the outlook of what is going on in the communities where we are living, and trying to come up with programs that do not, I repeat, do not churches or organizations at all possible, if at all possible. So with that said, some of the things that we've got going on, and you're more than welcome to go to our website at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com and check it out. There's real close to 100 pages, and I'm in the process of uploading the directory page, which is, when you open it up, it's the in the About tab, the second tab at the top, and you'll see a drop-down menu. You'll see directory, and then you'll see a bunch of subdirectories with that. The update will show International Directory, and it is our diocese and archdiocese around the world. It's the leadership in that respect. The other pages have leadership as well. It is our clergy. It's our chaplains. It's our sisters and our brothers. It's our monks. It's everybody that's affiliated with the ministry. And we've got so much going on. Just in the last few weeks, we have brought in, some of you may know this, some may not, right before the holidays, I believe it was around September, October, we brought in the Philippines, Philippine Islands, into the ministry under Archbishop Alex. He is a young archbishop, but he is full of the Holy Spirit, and he's got great support in clergy around him and in the Philippines, ministering to the people in the far reaches of, I'm going to call it jungles. I'm sure, I know that they have them, ministries in the cities, but they do a lot of missionary work in the outlying areas in the Philippines. Also, we have brought in just, what was it, yesterday, day before yesterday, we brought in Archbishop Eric down in Cameroon, Africa. The week before that, we brought in Episcopos on our Protestant side of the church, Evans. He is brought 20, I believe it is 27 congregations in Africa, in three countries, to the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. And this is just the very tip of the iceberg, so to speak, since we're in winter and I'm up here in beautiful Lorain, Ohio, where it's 51 degrees. This is ridiculous. El Nino, go away. Bring me back the cool and snowy weather that we got so accustomed to. I love winter. I'm sorry. I'm a snow bunny. I like the snow. Don't like traveling in it, but I sure like looking in it and playing in it and having fun in it and enjoying the cooler temperatures. But when you look at the ministry itself, what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing what is unheard of in the church, and that is literally breaking down barriers, denominational barriers, and bringing people together under one banner, which is Christ, the unified church, the true Catholic church, meaning universal church. A lot that is going wrong with the world today, ladies and gentlemen, is coming directly, or should I say indirectly, from the pulpit. And it's that meandering and catering to the congregation as to not offend, and they leave and cause suffering for the church. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we minister like Christ did. We are down into the streets. We are using multimedia facets, be it video, be it radio, be it newspaper, be it flyers, be it whatever we can, internet. We use it to benefit Christ and to reach you in whatever form we possibly can. That said, let me tell you a few things about about our programs. One of the things that I'm very, very proud of, and it's taken several years, came into my heart about five years ago. And that was the, what do you want to call it? The Templar Knights, the Celtic Cross Templar Knights program. To give you an example, now I'm not reading anything. This is all off the top of my head. And I see somebody is calling in, but I'm sorry. I do not take phone calls. I apologize. Not on a half-hour show. When we get enough funds coming in and we can afford the $40 a month to do hour or more broadcasts, then we'll take calls in for those. So I apologize for not answering. But with that said, our Templar Night program, we have, since we started it up about, oh, I'd say almost four months ago, we have Great Britain, we have here in the United States, we have the Philippines, we have Chile, we have Spain, we have Russia, We have Pakistan. We have Ireland. We have here in the States, we have Oklahoma, Texas, South Dakota, and just recently, Ohio. So I'm very, very blessed that 11, and if I miss somebody, I apologize. But like I said, I'm not looking at anything that is giving me any leeway to point something out. But all of these organizations are fledgling. They are in the organizational period. They are seeking recruits. So if you'd like to join the Celtic Cross Templar Knights, and here in the United States, we have two very unique programs. We have the Celtic Cross Templar Knights, and we have one that is called the North American Templar Knights. And that one is only open to a very select few. We're talking active or veteran military or retired military personnel from all branches of military service. We're talking the same for police officers, firefighters, EMS, paramedics. We're talking doctors, nurses. We're talking government agencies like the ATF, the CIA, the FBI. All of these agencies are welcome into the North American Templar Knights. And they are our eyes and ears in what's going on in the world so that we don't overreact. But then when we do have to react, we have the logistics side set up. And that is the one key thing here with the Templar Knights program. There are many Templar Knight organizations around the world, and there's only a handful of them that are quote-unquote legit. Most of them are just social clubs. But our organization is being guided and steered on the noble aspects of the true Templars. We have so many unique individuals that have been a part of the Order of Solomon, Holy Order of Solomon, the St. John's, they're of Jerusalem. There's so many well-renowned, large organizations, and we are positioning the Celtic Cross organizations to be on their level eventually. We're not going to be there anytime soon, so we're not like a threat to anybody by any means. But we are in that organizational stage, and we're looking for God-loving, God-fearing people that are Christian and want to protect the church and the flock. And I don't mean protect with guns and everything like that. There are many ways to look out after your neighbor, and that's what Christ's ministry was all about, was looking out for one another. With that, we have programs that we're setting up within committees to get participation. One of the organizations that I personally belong to is the Ancient Order of Hibernians, which is an American-Irish heritage, Catholic heritage organization. And they do wonderful, beautiful work all around the world, not just here in the United States. And taking their lead, for example, they have a committee within their organization called the Pro-Life Committee. That is one of the programs and committees that we have within our Templar organization, along with about a dozen other ones that we came up with. But then there's going to be ones that are going to be more specifically local to orders. We have the national charter. We have the state charters. Then they have county charters and even community charters. So there are plenty of ways that you can go and get information about that and people that you can contact through our website with your questions, comments, or concerns, and we'll try to help guide you the best that we possibly can. Now, with that all said, that's one program, one out of many that we have with the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. But I think I'm going to I've got a feeling I'm going to be doing this for the rest of this month. So I'm going to save a little bit more of this. And this is what the Christian Warrior Network will be for the month of January. Okay? I am going to give you information on what the ministry is doing to bear good fruit for the kingdom of God, to help our brothers and sisters around the world and here at home who are in need. Also, I want you to keep in mind that when we look at our world, there are a lot of people that have come long before us that influenced to where we are today, be it good or bad. Well, I told you I was going to bring up a little story about Brother Ricky. Brother Ricky was the director and founder of the Lorain County AIDS and HIV Task Force. It served Northern Ohio, as well as the state of Ohio, as well as neighboring counties in adjoining states, and it even helped many around the world in third world countries. Losing Brother Ricky is a devastating loss to us. However, as vice chairman of the Lorain County AIDS Task Force, we will be calling a board meeting within the next week or two, and we will sit down and discuss what direction we want to take. And I want to see his legacy live on. Boy, do I want to see his legacy live on. Brother Ricky and I talked quite often, and he told me some of the plans he wanted for the task force. Now, when I say he's helped people, he's helped hundreds upon hundreds here in Northern Ohio and thousands around the world over the last almost 19, 20 years he started that organization. And his energy, his love, his compassion for people was truly reminiscent of Christ's life and what he wanted all of us to do, and that is to look out for one another to the best of our abilities. Sometimes it may just be an ear to listen. It might be a shoulder to cry on. It might be opening up your wallet and giving a few dollars. It might be taking someone out to dinner or getting them some clothes or supporting another organization that deals with health care, for example. Well, that was one of the things that Ricky and I had talked about. He knew that I have the ability with the ministry to take the task force to a level that is noteworthy for not only the state and this local area, but worldwide. We are going to do everything that we can out of love for our fellow man and out of our love and respect for Ricky Lanza. He is a great loss. I lost a brother, and God got one of his angels back. That's the way I look at it. He touched many people's lives that were troubled, scared, mad, whatever. He helped them all. That's what made Ricky so special and why I ordained him and brought him into the ministry, because he could reach people that other clergy and people would not even give the time of day to. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not very Christ-like. Well, keeping all of that in mind, I hope that you enjoyed this little episode of the Christian Warrior Network, and you'll tune in next Saturday for the next episode where I'll talk about another program or two. Listen, this is the Patriarch Andrew Patrick with the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry here with the Christian Warrior Network saying God bless, and thank you for tuning in and joining me today. We'll talk to you again next week.